Hey folks, it is Lust. It has been a while. I have not said anything. Well, I have, but I've been really busy for the past week. If you do or do not know, it's because I've had my mother-in-law come in last week. And so like this is legitimately, well, future mother-in-law, if you, whatever, like it's weird to like explain things, but yeah, future mother-in-law came in this week, well, last week, and I haven't had the time for myself, and nor obviously do I have the time to record. She's not exactly an early sleeper, unlike my mother. She sleeps at midnight, and she easily has more energy than Bra and myself included. Or combined. So yeah, long story short, it's been very difficult to like balance, you know, family duties with studies, because even my current studies have taken a blow. Like even my current study schedule has taken a blow, not because, you know, she's been taking up so much of my time, but mostly because it's some mental energy for me at least, to spend time with family, whether it's extended or with like direct family. I've never really been good at sustaining social energy when it comes to family, because I don't know, it's just I actually do know. It's because my family has always put me into some daycare center or some big-ass playground to be in every time, you know, during my formative years, instead of, like, taking me to family events or taking me to family, you know, to family days. They would leave me in a daycare or a playground. And so that sort of, I never was able to, like, wipe that out, nor did I want to wipe that out, because families, as I'm sure some of you might know, can be quite exhausting. So it's the same case here. There are things I wanted to do, like I wanted to do my readings, and I wanted to, you know, take proper notes in preparation for some papers and reports and whatnot, but I wasn't able to last week. On top of the fact that I wasn't able to record last week, but you guys already knew that. I in my previous ramble, I said I'm doing my best to finish as many as I can, and that I will deliver as much as I can this month. So, as an update, I'm about 50% through with the commissions, and that's great, because I only have quite a few to finish. I'm not sure I'll be able to finish it within this month, which would be the... Alright, sorry, my bad. I might be able to actually finish them this month if my classes are kind to me. The difficulty with my classes is that, yes, we have, you know, we get to spend less time in class or in lectures because they smush everything in one day. I don't know if it's common in North America. I don't know where majority of my patients are. I feel like they're from North America. I don't know if it's a common thing, but I think I mentioned this like two rambles before. I am so used to, you know, to classes that are about 1 hour, 30 minutes long, and they're spread during the week. So for example, if I had, you know, a theoretical class or whatever, my first class there would be Monday, and then my next class would be Wednesday or something like that. In France, I've been told that it's a very French thing for the classes to be 3 hours long, and that's it. Like, there's no variation. Because back in the Philippines, I'd have 1 hour, 30 minutes classes, or 45 minute classes, or 2 hour classes would be the maximum, but we've never had a 3 hour class, and it's very difficult to keep your attention even with breaks. Like our breaks is just a 15 minute break in the middle of the class, and it's very difficult to like retain all of that information, and you know, you really have to take notes as much as you can, and yeah, you know what it is. So it's that, and yeah, the, you know, the time you spend in class is technically shorter because you only take that one class and then you go to that next subject and then you're like done. The issue is that this, you know, this course, and not just this course, but apparently this entire school, their motto is to legitimately force us to be in group works every time. Like, for the master students, I've been told, quizzes are very rare. Midterms are very rare. Only for those that are like your most important subjects, which for me is data science and economics. But, you know, like everything else, you don't have that. You have group works, group presentations, group reports. So it's additional effort for us, especially because of COVID, that, you know, we are having a hard time scheduling around, you know, around these group works. And yes, we could do it online, and we have been doing it online. It's just much more difficult to like put things together because we're far apart. You know, I literally have classmates from Wuhan. So, and I have groupmates from Wuhan. And, you know, like, I've you know, reversed the stigma there for a second. I know we have our own opinions on COVID. But the fact that we have 6 p.m. classes, you know, until 6 p.m. For them, I believe it would be midnight for them. And then they have to stay up until like 3 a.m. with us to keep doing that group work. Like, their commitment to this is insane. When I ask them, like, why don't you just drop out for now and go back in the next semester when it's going to be easier for you and hopefully safer for you? They're just, we don't care. It's fine. We can deal with it. So not only do we have, and it's not just students from China, students from India as well. So we have to literally move around everyone's time zones, which, if you know, if you're from my Discord server or you hang out at my Discord server, it is literally very difficult to organize things when majority, or not a majority, when a huge number of, you know, your most active people are not even in the same time zones. Like, we have a European group, we have a Southeast Asian group, and we have a North American group, and we all have to like scramble and think about, oh, what time is it for these guys so that they don't get left out? What time is it for these guys so that they don't get left out? It's the same idea with these group works. So literally, I have, after this one, after my class today, I have another scheduled, and I feel really bad for that one student who is out of the country. And you might ask, Blast, why don't they just come to France with you and all that? Well, France hasn't been doing so well in terms of handling COVID either. You know, Brian and I laugh at, you know, the American system and like, oh my God, that is awful. But then you see, for me, I feel like it's a combination of systems and people. At this point, we do have systems, but I think the people are neglecting these systems. You know, we've been doing our best to be very disciplined, but when you've got people with money who don't give a fuck, you've got people with money who don't give a fuck. And so we are now like number two in terms of COVID and America. And then, so some students are like feeling, they don't want to go there because it's not safe. And I totally feel for them, you know. Even some of my classmates are very, very privileged in their way of thinking and going, oh, we shouldn't let COVID put, you know, we shouldn't let this virus get ahead of our lives or like take away our lives like this. And I totally understand the sentiment as well. But at the same time, the more it's like procrastination, you know, the more you let something, or the more you neglect something, the more it's going to bite your ass in the future. And so that's going to, you know, take away a bigger chunk of your time. And that's the same case that I'm seeing right here. I literally get invitations prior to, you know, this disaster that's happening right now, that's escalated so quickly, I think in the past 3 weeks we were fine, and then in the past 2 weeks we were getting, we need to slow down a bit. And then, like, literally last week everything has just, snowballed into a disaster waiting to happen, or is already happening, depending on when I post this, which, you know, hopefully I remember to do it quickly. It's insane. I've literally been receiving invitations until the last week. Like, until last week, I was receiving invitations left and right, and then curfew was pushed. We have curfew now. And the students are literally going, "Oh no, curfew! Do you guys want to have dinner, early dinner instead?" And I'm like, they literally put curfew so that we wouldn't do any of these stupid things, okay? Let's not do that anymore. So yeah, plus, I think it's really a cultural thing that the French just, like, love to rebel against rules and shit like that. Bruh and his mom has admitted that much to me. And so, yeah, we're gonna see where this goes. At the end of the day, the way I'm seeing this is, if we get into another lockdown, I don't mind, because at least everybody's on the same page and we're not doing that weird, for this half of the week you're going to class, for this other half of the week you're not going to class, for this half of the week this is the half of students you're gonna meet, for this other half of the week these are the students you're gonna hang out for this class. Like, or, you know, it's insane. Like, the whole organization for the school, kudos for them for making it work. But also, it is driving me mad sometimes, because schedules are very difficult. And even where we stay, where the classroom is never the same. Or, well, it's the same, but, like, for certain times, sometimes you get into this classroom, sometimes you go to this other classroom, sometimes you go into this other classroom. It's never constant for a subject, basically. So yeah, that's a lot on my mental toll. But let me give you some good news instead. Just to give you an update of how crazy it is, and how, you know, last week, thinking about all of this, plus, you know, meeting your mother-in-law for the first time. She's not horrible, by the way. She's amazing. She's a saint in, number one, how kind she is to offer her help, not just her, in cleaning up our old apartment, because our old apartment is due for turnover this week, and we don't know how to schedule things, considering that my classes keep changing, and, you know, some things are still not fixed in this apartment, fiber included. So, like, my mother-in-law has been a saint. Like, instead of going around and taking her vacations, she's been going to the old apartment and, like, taking an hour or two to clean up things. And, like, I've told bro this time, like, hey, don't let her do this on her own. Like she needs to take an actual vacation and rest. And he says he's done that. And she told me she understands that I'm worried, and that I, you know, I would prefer that she would just relax and shit. But to her, she says that it's, you know, her mom has done the same for her, and she's sort of like just paying it forward, and that she never wants us to spend less time living our lives. And I'm just really thankful for that. Like, you know, I'm trying my best to not get teary-eyed, but an act of service like that is really, really, like, it's overwhelming, because this is supposed to be our responsibility, and we never mentioned asking for help from her. Like, we never said, hey, can you help us with this? No, she literally was, well, I'm just gonna go to your old apartment, and I'm gonna help you clean things up, and, you know, we're gonna work on things, and, like, she's an absolute star. I haven't been sleeping well because I gave her our bedroom, because it's the least that you can do, right? Like, if you're already working your ass off for a thing that you're not even supposed to do, and it's hard labor, you ought to have, you know, you deserve to have, like, the bed. You deserve to have the comfortable, the most comfort that we can give you. which is sadly our bed. And I say sadly our bed not because, oh, I wish I was sleeping in that bed, but mostly because I'm not used to spring beds. I'm used to like foam mattresses, so that's not the most comfortable for me, but apparently for them it's the most comfortable, so that's theirs. But unfortunately for us too, we slept on the sofa, which is just a tiny bit better than sleeping on the floor. So back to the good news. Last Friday, we spent 5 hours in IKEA picking up things. And, you know, from the savings that I've got, finally, I've had enough to, like, you know, buy more significant items like new desks and a dining table and, you know, chairs for that, because we haven't had a dining table at all. And for me, it was very important that, sure, we have COVID, but just in case we have friends coming over or whatever, I would really appreciate it if we can, you know, have them eat at a proper table and not like our living room, you know, living room table, stuff like that. So, and then we have bought other items like for shelving. We bought plants, which makes me so happy because we don't have pets, and nor do I plan to have pets anytime soon. But it's really nice to have like other living creatures in the apartment other than myself. What else? We bought curtains and shit, and I think this week, if I have the spare time, I'm gonna go through some art, some nerdy stuff that I wanna hang up here. We have a nice little Dark Souls inspired concept art. No, it's not inspired, it's Dark Souls concept art that the artist has kindly provided the print for free, and then we just printed it, or Brad just had it printed on a canvas, and it looks amazing, and I plan to do the same thing. So if you have any artists that you would like to recommend, or like artworks that you'd like to recommend, I'd be happy to check them out, because like I want this house to feel like, you know, it feels nice to have a home, or like a house that you can build into your home. And I'm really so happy with your investment, because like I can actually build a home for myself here. Well, for Bra and I. And that is so, I don't know, that is so, it's a milestone for me, I would consider. Because for the entire time, I'm like 27, and I've lived with my parents the entire, you know, 27 years of my life. But to be honest, in Southeast Asia, that's pretty common, unless you move out because you need to work or some shit like that. Usually, if you're not married, you stay at your parents' house. And to be able to move out and, like, build a home together with the person I love, like, oh, shit, that is, I didn't expect to get that at 27. I didn't expect to move into an apartment that you can actually do cartwheels in. I can't do cartwheels anymore. I used to be able to since I was a cheerleader in high school, but I can do cartwheels in this place, and it's amazing. Like the space, and now I can make it my own. And yes, if you have spent some time on Discord to lurk a bit, you will know that I absolutely hate IKEA now. After that 5 hour stint. And I said I hated IKEA because the place itself, all right, the store itself is a nightmare to be in. It was my first time, obviously, and I was told already in advance that, okay, so how IKEA works is that you go through this maze and you look at all of the items, you take pictures of the items, there's like a number, take a picture of that number. When you go to the other section of the building, you will go into a warehouse, and, you know, that's how you find your stuff. Now, it didn't register to me that the first section of the IKEA building is literally forcing shit at you. Like, I felt like the entire store was a sales lady pushing shit to me. And I'm not comfortable with that. To me, and Brad knows this, when I shop, I have a list of things that I want, And when I have that list of things that I want, I don't want anyone to bother me when I'm shopping, even when I'm going through Sephora or the local French pharmacy, because the local French pharmacy has great skincare items. I don't want people coming to me because to me, well, when you're selling something, obviously you're going to talk about the benefits and whatnot, and but you're going to hide realities from me. Like I don't think of that individual as a bad person, but I know that what they're doing, you know, it leaves some bias, and I'm quite particular with that when it comes to my skincare products because I have sensitive skin, and I don't like people coming to me and being like, oh, well, you should have this because there's this ingredient, this ingredient, this ingredient. And then, but in reality, when you do your research, you know that, yeah, but what percentage? Because only at this certain percentage can this item be actually effective. Anyways, that's like a long, I have a long, like, I had a long rant with Bruh years ago as to why this is my method. And this is my method-ish when it comes to everything. Like, when I shop for gifts, when I shop for clothes, when I shop for this or that or this or that, I have a set already in my head, and no one is going to mess with that. Unfortunately, when you go to IKEA, you could try to go straight for the second section, but you're still going to go through a lot of bullshit in the first section. And I was kind of frustrated because to me, in my mind, I was telling Bruh, like, well, let's have this already prepared. I've seen these items in IKEA and I think I'm happy with them. But seeing as we're with my mother-in-law, you know, you kind of still want to go through it and, you know, experience the entire thing instead of going for one after the other. So he said, let's just see what's there and see what's available and what we could get. Even though in my mind and in my list, I have the things, you know, I have the items that I wanted. And then the rest, we could just look around to see if I wanted the others. So we spent 5 hours going through the entire, like, okay, not 5 hours. We spent 4 hours going through the entire thing. And then we spent an additional hour looking for the items. And if you have not gone to an IKEA, the second part of the warehouse, like the second part of the building, which is the warehouse, that shit is like a library with a Dewey Decimal System, except everybody messes up the entire inventory. And I guess because of COVID, they have not properly updated their inventory either. So we spent an hour looking for the things we wanted. We could not find a lot of them. So we decided, you know what? The things that we find, the things that we've picked up, we're going to keep them. And then the rest, we're going to have them delivered here. We went to do the delivery and it was not as efficient as we wanted because some items apparently were not available for delivery either. So after another, you know, after doing all of the adjustments that needed to be made, I headed out like towards the cashier and I saw literally some of the items that the system told us was A, not available, B, no date was available, no date was given for when it was available again, and C, items that were not available for delivery. And it like just pissed me off because I like my shopping to be efficient, and if I'm not efficient, I get pissed off. Because if I'm not efficient, I get tired. And I'm like this because my sister and my dad are literally the same. Like, they take 8 hours in a mall, and they can leave with only one item and still end up being happy. For me, that's not, I'm not into that. I like, if I'm spending 8 hours in the mall, and I have the money to spend 8 hours in a mall, I would like to have 8 hours worth of items with me. So that was like my whole thing. I was like so frustrated with the system, but I couldn't, you know, like, I can't be too mad at it because one, mother-in-law, and two, it was my first experience. I'm not hating on the IKEA items. I'm just hating on the IKEA system, you know, and I would prefer just shopping for things online again, because mind you, that IKEA was an hour to reach, took an hour for us to reach, and it means if there are things that we need to buy that are in IKEA, we need to drive there again for like an hour, 2 hours. So not for me. That was very against my, you know, against my shopping principles, I guess. So, yeah. But at least I'm very happy because, hey, we have, you know, we actually bought a sofa and to upgrade the poor ass sofa that we got. And we got like two desks and we got everything, and, well, almost everything. And come next week, because they are arriving next week. Yes, they're arriving next week. Hopefully by then you will not hear the echo in this room, because I, you know, we're slowly filling this room up. We have moved Bruh's piano into this room, and other things are still, you know, still need to be put up here, but rest assured, this place will be popping by the next 2 to 3 weeks. And then I'm gonna get to experience my first Black Friday, and then we will likely buy a TV, like a really cool TV, but that's on Brett, that's not on me. So this is a super this is a super long ramble, but I guess let me try and wrap things up with a couple more updates. This is related to OnlyFans first. I'm really sad that I'm not going to be able to still open up commissions for OnlyFans. Mostly because, again, I put out an FAQ on my Discord, and I'll put it up here as well, that if you have questions about commissions, you want a custom from me, you can refer to that webpage that I set up on the site. Hopefully soon, I'm not sure how soon, maybe by December, maybe it's not, that's not soon, but like by December, hopefully we get to update, I get to update the, I get to update the website look and everything, because I'm getting tired of the one that we currently have. But yeah, the webpage should be there. It should have all of the information you need for commission. So if you are a patron and you want commissions, you should get info from that. Today, I'm not sure if I'll be able to actually record shit today. I'm not sure. Because one, it's raining. And sometimes you could hear droplets coming off on the balcony. In the side of things, I'll probably look for a different space. But at the same time, I have to catch up with school. And looking at my schedule. I'm not sure, I'm not sure I'll be, oh yeah, I did say I was going to be able to, yeah, I'm so silly sometimes, I forget. All right, I should be able to push for all of the customs by Saturday or Sunday. Now, also one reason why I might not be able to push through with all of the customs this week is because apparently in France, after every 6 weeks of school, you get a 2-week break in the middle. So it's a 2-week break in the middle, and students, kids, teenagers are at their homes, and fun things happen when they're at home. For one thing, they yell at their parents a lot, I'm guessing, because, this is not Asian culture. So in Asian culture, if a kid yells at a parent, you know what's going to happen. If it's not corporal punishment, it will likely be something else that's equally severe. So from time to time, you will hear a kid yelling at his mother upstairs to shut the fuck up. And I get offended when that happens. I don't like kids yelling at their moms. I don't like kids at all. So that turns me off immediately. So hopefully they're more quiet this week because of COVID, like the curfews and everything, but we'll see. I'm going to be catching up with a lot of the shit that I've missed. And so likely all custom deliveries will be finished by the 31st. There's a good half that I will be delivering by the 29th. I literally scheduled it last week that some custom deliveries will be finished from on the 29th for me. And then, yeah, I should, if I don't deliver it on the 29th, there's a good chance I deliver it on November 1 or October 31. because there's a good chance we're not leaving the house because of COVID this weekend. So also because we were finally getting our fiber on the 28th. So, you know, we're going to be sticking around here, and I should have time during then. My ramble is super long. I'm sorry if this is a waste of time of your time. Or, you know, hopefully this is entertaining to you. I don't know how this will be entertaining to you, but it is what it is. And I guess today, this morning, I'm going to be focusing on admin stuff, like scheduling the rest of, well, editing the last two exclusives and scheduling the rest of the early access audios, and then putting out the forms and everything. Whew. And then November, yeah. Well, that's for another conversation. So wish me luck in being able to fulfill all of these within this week. It's going to be a lot of catching up to do. But I am, you know, I'm happy. It, like, most of these are happy problems because, you know, life is happening. And sure, it can get stressful, and it can, I'm not letting it stress me out so much, but life is happening, and I'd rather focus on that rather than, oh my god, there's so many things to do, blah, 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 blah. Wish me luck, everyone, that I finish everything this October. Thank you so much for your patience. And yeah, I look forward to this week and next month, because one, Cyberpunk is coming out, and two, hopefully things are more relaxed. I don't know. It's November. We're getting close to the finals of things. Oh my god, things are happening so fast. I don't know how I'm doing with class, because whatever. You know what? I don't know. We'll see. But thanks everyone for listening to me this far. I hope you guys are having a great day, and I hope you guys are going to enjoy the audios that I'm coming up with soon. Much love. Blessed. Mwah.